Blog Talk Radio.
Chatting with Sherry is presented by the Writers and Illustrators of the Future. They are providing a means for new and budding writers to have a chance for their creative efforts to be seen and acknowledged. Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to chat with Shagita Smith. My mouth is not working right now. Sorry, everybody. She is an actress, she is a writer, she's a director, she's a producer, she is a quadruple threat. Welcome to the show.
Right.
Sorry, my mouth got a little tied up there.
I'm happy to be on the show. Thank you for bringing me back. It's been probably like a few months, like 2 years, that I haven't heard from you. So thank you again.
Oh, I'm really happy to have you back. You're a busy lady.
I am. Good, though. Good busy.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Working hard. Because we couldn't really go into you personally, because we were talking to your cast as well. Could you tell a little bit about how you became an actress and a writer and a director? Did you go to school?
Yeah, so my journey of being an actress is very interesting. I actually started when I was in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade, middle school. And before then, I wanted to be a teacher. I don't know. I wanted to, like, basically, like, boss people around, tell them what to do. So I thought being a teacher was pretty good. And after that, I passed by this, like, theater, I guess, like performance or whatever, and kind of like piqued the interest or loved the interest of it, and tried out for my first theatrical production in sixth grade. And I think I probably had like three lines, and I loved it. I loved those three lines. And after that, I graduated, obviously, middle school, and then transitioned over to high school. In my freshman year, I snuck into a theater class, and it was for advanced. It was for an advanced, like, team. Like, you had to be, like, a senior. But I really, truly loved just expressing myself and learning that I can be able to be on stage. And, I mean, obviously people know my past, but, you know, I had a rough childhood. So that moment, those moments in high school of me, like, staying in theater classes really helped me to be a little bit more, a little bit more confident, a little bit more, better in terms of, like, articulation and different things in that nature. And also, like, having hope that I can be and do whatever I wanted to do. So that started my journey of acting. And I think even with the teacher aspect, me saying I wanted to be a boss, I think that kind of aligned with me becoming a director and a writer, because I enjoy creating and, you know, leading and making sure that my vision come to life, or you learn something from whatever I am, you know, talking about or exemplifying. And so I would say more so that it was a God-given talent, if I could say, and it's been a great journey ever since, because honestly, like, I've been doing this for God knows how long. I mean, I'm 29 years old right now, so I've been doing this since, what, 11, 10 years old, so it's been a great journey. And, you know, even from there, like, I always say this quote is that, you know, you have to start as an amateur before you become a professional and be, like, this extensive individual. And so every year I just felt like I learned something new about myself, about my craft, my career, my acting ability, and even each project that I've done, you know, thus far. Like, I started out directing plays, you know, and writing plays. And then after that, you know, I had the opportunity for Lyle Films, Marcus Collins Jamal, to believe in me that I can be able to direct film. And so I started doing that and creating, and it's just been a really great balance thus far. And I just love the arts in general. I love acting. I love being behind and in front of the camera. So it's been a beautiful experience since the beginning. I wouldn't change it in the world.
I think being creative is really important for anybody. But I also think that one of the things as you get older, it doesn't matter if you're a professional in whatever field you're a professional in, you have to keep learning, because if you stop learning,
right.
You really aren't developing. Don't you find that you're still learning every day?
Yeah, of course. I never stop learning, you know. I always make sure that I read a book. Matter of fact, I went to Barnes & Noble's a few weeks ago and picked up this book, and it was called Acting with Spiritual Perspective, and it just basically gives you an alignment with what you're currently doing in your day-to-day life and how you can just be positive, because acting, I mean, come on, like it's a hard business, you know, it's tough, you get a million no's, maybe one yes, you just never know. And so if you are not, like, secure in yourself and confident in yourself, sometimes you can get a little bit depressed, or you feel like you don't know if you're the right person for this career. So you got to stay focused. And so I always continually to keep my mind sharp and learning the techniques and learning the ways and learning my inner self as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's really interesting how different things sparks your creativity. Like you could be reading a good book, or you could be listening to snippets of conversation, not part of it, just listening to it, and just something will spark. Do you find that in, like, just like going to the store, you might hear something that just sparks, oh, that's an interesting idea for dialogue? Or do you find yourself in that situation?
Oh, I do that all the time. I do that all the time. I'll read a book, or I'll look at a story, and I'm like, I wonder if I could switch this person as something else, or maybe, like, I'm always creatively creating in my head when I see something. How can I spin this? What can I do differently? You know, what do I see sometimes? Because even as an artist, especially as a director and an actor, we pay attention to things that is so small, but it's big to us, you know, and it's like, I wonder what I can do better. How can I implement this? I wonder if this person wasn't a Caucasian. Maybe this person was a Caucasian Latino. I don't know. So I look at different ways to kind of implement something better than what someone has already did.
That's true. I mean, and you never know where something's going to come. It's like when I was working on my my current book, the idea for it came from my mother passed away recently, and I was rereading some of her stuff, and I was like, oh, my God, that's a really good idea. It was like, it was just a story that my mom had written down and in a memory book, and I thought, oh, that's a really good idea. I mean, and I'm in the middle of grieving, but it's a tribute to her, but it's also sparked my own creativity, and I really actually needed it at that point. Do you ever find yourself not in the mood to be creative, but something, like, smacks at you?
And something just say, whoa, I need to stop and write this down? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I do it all the time, you know. It's, like, quite, to be quite honest, like, I've been writing a script for, God knows, like, 2 years. And so I ended up, like, randomly watching, and I stopped, like, here and there with this script. And I was watching the news, and this particular event comes up, and it was really pivotal to the story I was writing. And I was like, oh, crap, I got to go write this script. I got to make sure that I get this out now, because this is the time, this is the moment. And sometimes if you have that moment where it's like, look, you got to get it done, you should get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, timing is everything.
Right.
I mean, it is a cliche, but it's also true.
Right. No, I get it. But yeah, I love it.
I think also people are creative in so many different ways. Do you encourage your friends and family who don't think they're creative to see that they are?
Yes, but some people just don't want to be creative. Some people want to, stay in their own individual lanes. But if I see something in someone, I make sure that I compliment them on it, or I push them to the max to see their full potential. But I can't push them to see something that they can't, that they don't want to see. But I'll always be open to allowing them to see it from my perspective. And if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. You know, everyone walks their own path. Everybody sees things a little bit differently.
It's what makes the world go around. But it's interesting because being creative is, it's not just the arts. I mean, the arts are part of my life and your life, but creativity isn't, it could be being a good cook or being a great gardener or making beautiful leather work or whatever the person does. That there's all kinds of ways to be creative. And people don't realize they're creative when they just naturally, it's just my hobby. It's not anything big, but it is.
Right, because it's a creative thing, correct.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
something that that's what I meant, that if you see somebody that doesn't think they're creative, do you, point out, well, actually, you are creative. Look at this great feast that you just made. That's a creative.
No, I agree. But I think that's also just pointing out people's strength and their, what they're good at in general. I think if we just do that just as a whole, then people could have, some people would appreciate themselves a little bit more. If someone's a good cook or a good dancer, or they're good at speeches or writing something or directing, I wouldn't be able to see my work as a director if no one said, hey, I think you're a good director. Hey, I think you're good at this or that, or whatever the case may be.
Exactly. Encouragement is so important.
I totally agree.
Taking 5 minutes to just talk to someone and saying, hey, that's a really good idea. You should do something with it. It doesn't even take 5 minutes. But that little tiny bit of encouragement can go a long way for somebody's life.
I agree.
Have you ever done that and gotten surprised by the outcome? I mean, we're, as a director, directing an actor and helping someone through all the ups and downs of a part. Have you ever felt like you gave someone that spark by doing that?
I have. Yeah. Particularly in our project, Truth or Double Dare, it was an individual who, don't want to say her name. It was an individual that, I wanted to, push her to the max, and we kind of, bumped head a little bit, but I saw the worth in her, and I saw the beauty in her performance, and I pushed her to the point where, obviously she was crying, but she became so much better, and she appreciated me pushing her. And I think a lot of times directors should push your actors, so that they can be the best performer, especially in your project, in your film, but as an individual, I worked on a project, I think a year ago, and this director, Dale Lewis, if you're listening to this, you're phenomenal. He is out of LA, and, I just remember him pushing me, Kevin Key pushing me to, not quit, to keep going, to believe in myself, to not stop. I mean, it was days where we were shooting until 3, 4, 5 in the morning, and I was so tired. But at the end of the day, like you said, this is something you wanted to do. We got to keep doing it. And so it's also like a mental thing. How bad do you want this? How much, how much work and tears and sacrifice are you going to actually implement into what you want to do. You know, how inch of a close of, you know, like, because there's a million people in the world that's fighting for that spot. How far are you going to get to go over that spot? So a lot of times I think as directors, it is our due diligence to push and set an example and also plant, plant a seed or plant something or implement something inside of that actor or that performer so that they could be better on someone else's performance. I mean, on someone else's set.
I think it's not just part of being, that's just part of being a good human being too, is to help a person grow.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, it's your work and stuff, and you want it at the best of your ability, but you want them to be at the best. You see them, you cast them, you know how wonderful they are. You just have to make them see how wonderful they are. I mean, that's part of being a director.
Right. Because they should know they're a director.
Who was the person who first said that? You can you don't have to give the person's name, but was it like in theater? Because you said you did plays, or was it in film? When was the first person who encouraged you to direct?
This person was in film, actually. Marcus, he actually pushed me to you mean directing theater? Directing theater, that was just something that I wanted to do because I wrote the script and I'm like, I want to do a play. And I think it comes from me actually like performing, God knows, millions of times. I mean, I got a full scholarship in theater at Troy State University. I ended up going there and then, you know, continuously performing out in high school and after high school and in college, outside of college. And so it kind of, you know, me directing theater to me was more like a piece of cake, you know, because I was a performer for so many years. I knew the stage directions. I knew, like, what I, like, the vision of what I wanted to see. And so me transitioning to film, that's something that, you know, Marcus saw in me and said, hey, you know, try out Truth Is Over There. Let's see how that works. And that's, like, how my life kind of transpired as a director and a producer.
That is so amazing. That truly is. That's really cool. So are you working, have you finished any projects? Are you working on any projects that you'd like to chat about?
Directing or acting in?
Whichever one. Any and all. Writing, directing, acting,
well,
whatever you want to talk about.
I finished a project called Switch That Love. It's a romantic comedy. It's by me, Jackie O, Mike Morrell, Candace, God knows, Cedric, and so many people, and like Christelle Wilson, Brittany Levels, Tina Griggs. I mean, there's so many great people that's in this project, and it's funny. It's a funny, cool little project, and I would say that it caters more to the women who wants to be in love or be having you know, relationship issues. And so this role for me is very different because I'm always like the strong individual in roles, like, you know, obviously with NCIS and all the other like dominant roles that I've done. And it shows a little bit of vulnerability, not a little, a lot of vulnerability that gets people a sense of, you know, that I have feelings and I hurt sometimes and I'm sad and things do, you know, mess with me. And so this shows a little bit of different side and I hope people kind of will appreciate it. You know, I bring out some real truth in my performance, some things that, you know, I had to kind of show some techniques in. And that's, you know, that's coming out this year with, you know, with Loud Films as well. And after that, I'm currently in pre-production for this show called Bagman, which is opposite of that, Switch That Love, which is kind of me playing or portraying a detective who goes to Atlanta to, you know, find her brothers. You know, it's an action thriller or drama thriller. So it's similar to, you know, Queen of the South, those type of roles, power, I would say. And you know, it's interesting because I'm playing a dominant role in that, and you see two different lives, you know, people in my world. So I'm getting ready to shoot that the third week in July. There's great people in there, Han and Paul. Big up to you too. Shout out, directed by Al Nuke too. So yeah, excited about it.
Cool. Sounds great, and so neat that you're doing like two such diverse parts. That's like what the whole thing is about.
Right, of course.
So,
I'm excited.
So the romantic comedy, is that out or is it about to come out? Or is that post-production?
So we just finished the rough draft not too long ago. Matter of fact, today I actually got to look over it and check it out. So once we get the bells and whistles on it and they finish post-production, then I'm thinking that by the end of the year we'll be having something really great to show amazing people.
Cool. It sounds like a hell of a cast, too.
Yeah, it is. So I'm excited about it.
And what do you play? I mean, I know you said you play a very vulnerable part. Can you tell what the character is a little bit? I don't mean give anything away, but who you're playing.
No, I can talk a little bit about it. Yeah, so my role is I'm portraying a role. Her name is Carla, and she owns a talent agency. And so her boyfriend, a living boyfriend actually, high school sweetheart, ends up cheating on her. And so the movie is called Switch That Love. And another group of friends actually switch her and her boyfriend's phone with another group of friends. And so we end up going on a date with the opposite sex without actually knowing. And so it's interesting because, you know, people would think switching at love means that they're going to find love somewhere else. But what really it means is that, you know, we switch only to find ourselves. And so, you know, Carla, she had so much insecurities. She, you know, she had an abortion and she felt like her boyfriend would be the only person that really would love her the way that she wanted to love. And she allowed him to cheat, you know, continuously only because she didn't think that no one would, you know, be with her ever. And the realization of her switching and someone else actually liking her gave her the realization that she can actually move on, or she's great. Like, it's all about, like, for her, it's women empowerment, self-empowerment, and knowing your worth as a woman. And I think it's good to kind of see that in her arcs as you watch the film.
I always find it very interesting how human beings have to be given an outside perspective or at least some time to think in order to see who they really are. That little tiny twist, wherever it comes from, that will show you who you are in a way that you don't see even though you live with yourself. You know what I mean? We compartmentalize everything so much. We hide a lot from ourselves. Don't you find that as an actor, sometimes that's what you're trying to do, squeeze that part you're hiding?
Yeah, I can say that, yes. We try to hide. But the thing about it is acting is about letting all of that go and being, opening up those emotions, triggering those things that you lock away with lock and key, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most beautiful moments that I feel as an artist or an actor you can kind of display on screen, you know. Like, I mean, I had moments where I had to cry, and those moments are, you know, very dear to me. You know, what makes, you know, me so vulnerable that I want to crawl up in a bed and just not talk to anybody. You know, like, I've had relationship issues. So, you know, tapping into that and aligning that with who Carla is and finding her truth, you know, and that's the beauty about acting is that you want to find truth in your performance and be honest with yourself and the people that's looking, you know, and watching, because you want people to not only watch your performance, but also kind of like attach themselves or kind of understand in a sense like where you're coming from.
I think that's one of the really cool things about both theater and film, and well, all acting, theater, film, and TV, is that you get to shed yourself and just live with the characters you're seeing on screen. I mean, you have to know it's fantasy and not go cuckoo, but I'm just saying that it's a way to release some of your own trauma, is to watch something. I know that they use that as a psychological tool.
Right. I agree. It is psychological. Yes.
It's very interesting. I was recently reading a novel, and in it there was this woman who thought she was loved by everybody and this really great girl and all this stuff, and then she was left alone for 3 days with no one that spoke English and no one she could talk to, and she could see the perspective of all the people in her life, and she realized she was really a nasty woman.
Wow, okay.
It was a nice twist on what you usually see in movies and read in books and stuff. You know how usually you see that the person really is good underneath it all, and there's really a good heart there. Well, not in this one.
Right.
Do you think that would be interesting to do a film like that of someone that sees themselves one way and then because of circumstances, whatever they may be, realizes they're another way, or a book or a play?
And I think it goes back to understanding yourself and finding new, like learning yourself and figuring out new pieces and puzzles of how far you can go. And because I feel like, you know, as a person, you have so many levels to yourself. There's not one person. You know, I always say that I'm quiet, I'm witty, I can be angry sometimes, I can be, you know, spoiled, I can be bratty, I can be, you know, cutthroat, I can be so many things. You know, based off actions, reactions, and now I'm doing that moment. And so I never limit myself to what I can do or where I can go. You know, and I think, too, we lock those emotions away because we don't want people to see it. We don't want people to know, like, no, that's not something that we want to do. That's not something that I should be doing because society said that that's not who we're supposed to be. You know, we have to be a lady. We have to be, you know, all these things. And, you know, to me, as an actor, you have to be open and not limit yourself, you know, to just being you. You know, you can't judge a role. You can't judge who this person is. You just have to grab a hold of it and figure out your truth in it.
Yep. Shakespeare said we're all actors, so we definitely are. I mean, we all hide behind masks.
Right. I agree.
It's one of those strange things about people. It's like I was saying before, we compartmentalize ourselves into these, okay, with my family I'll be this way, and with work I'll be this way, and when I meet people in the romantic way I'll be this way. And you're like, wait a minute, it's all supposed to be me. Why am I acting in so many different ways? But that's the sort of you're taught that, not by your parents or anything, but just by society.
Right. I agree.
So it's so hard. That's why I think it might be hard when you're working with an actor to get them to break out of that, because it's just kind of pushed into their psyche.
Right, I agree. No, I agree.
I know you're also writing. Do you have a project that's coming up?
Right now, well, I'm writing a few things. Matter of fact, when I get up, I got to write some more. right now, I can't talk a little bit about those projects because there's some of them are in negotiation with producing directors. But I will say that majority of the things that I do write are women-driven stories. They are impactful or dominant roles. They're more like, you know, roles that I want to see women win. And I love telling those stories, the empowerment stories, the stories where you get to see the lives of women that, you know, quote unquote, may be vulnerable, but at the end they become as stronger as ever. So, yeah.
That's cool, though. I mean, I understand you can't talk about it because, you know, it's like you said, sitting with other people or you don't want to give out much stuff yet. I'm just curious about, do you work on more than one project, do you like bop from one to the other, or do you have them prioritized, or do you have them scheduled? How do you work your different projects?
My life would not be perfect if I don't have a schedule and prioritize my life, because sometimes I can be all over the place. So I make sure that I have a calendar, I have things in place. I can't do multiple things at one time. I have to prioritize and give specific times to, you know, a few, or maybe like one. Let's say, for instance, I may write a few times, but if I'm like directing, I direct. You know, if I'm acting, I have to solely focus more on that acting because, you know, your mind can be all over the place. You have to solely focus on one and give that 100%. You can't give it 50% and then go to directing 20% and then go to writing 30%. Like, you got to make time to give each thing that you want to do. And it doesn't even have to be from a creative standpoint, just in life. You know, whatever you want to do or however you want to accomplish your life goals, you know, how are you prioritizing it?
So you wouldn't be found on the set scribbling away a story because you'd be focusing on your character.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I need to make sure that I'm giving undivided attention to what I'm doing in front of me.
When you're working on your projects, I mean, do you have to be away from people? Do you do you have an office that you close up, or do you go out maybe like to a park and work there? Or where's your perfect
for writing?
Yeah, for writing.
You know, majority of the time, maybe at home. If not, I'm a nature girl. I'm an Alabama girl. I like hiking. I like, you know, scenery. So I love to see the sun and mountains and the hills. And that gives me inspiration. But majority, anywhere that I can write anywhere, I just got to be in the zone. They always say the zone. I have to be zoned out, and I can be at home sitting in the bathroom. I can be in a shower. You know, it really doesn't matter. But if I really just want to kind of just get a little bit of inspiration or creativity, I kind of like being, you know, outside in the nature, or like on a beach drinking a mojito or something.
Okay, that sounds good. We're running out of time. Do you have any projects that are coming out that you want people to go see?
Well, the one that I told you about, Switch That Love. Oh, and I got a show on ATL Homicide. It airs July 1st. I think that's like next week or so. I'm on that episode, and I'm getting ready to film Bagman, which is going to be a phenomenal show, like I said. A lot of gunplay. So look out for those three, and obviously more to come. If you want to go to my Instagram.com, you can always follow me, Shaquita underscore official, or just put my name, Shaquita Smith, in Facebook. You know, I'm always, you know, a contact away. So it's easy to see what I got going on because I always, you know, put it out there for people to kind of look at or different things of that nature.
Because do you have a website?
Yes, it's www.shaquitasmith.com.
And so you're on Instagram, Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
Twitter. I am on Twitter. It's my name, Shaquita _official. I feel like I'm on all the social media stuff, but that, like, managing all of that, I have to get someone else to manage some of my things, Facebook, all of that.
Okay. All right. So if someone wants to say hi, the best would be where? Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah. I'm majority on Instagram, sometimes on Facebook, but if you want to get a quick reply, I would say go to Instagram.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show. I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too.
I did. Thank you again, Sherry. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
Chatting.
Thank you.